Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. I'm John Norman, and I'll be joined by former England internationals Gareth Batty and Matt Prior to look back at day two of the first test between West Indies and England in Antigua. The West Indies closing on 202 for four after a truly stop-start day. Bowling out England in the first session for 311.
That's short and a pull shot, top edge, flying away down towards third man, and it's a super catch from Jason Holder. At backward point, Alzari Joseph has brought the innings to a close.
Johnny Bairstow, the last man to fall for 140. It was then the first chance to see England bowl in a test match with a new ball without either Jimmy Anderson or Stuart Broad. And it didn't quite go to plan.
Short from Wokes and pulled by John Campbell through square leg for four.
Here is Wokes once again. And
oh, that's a full, two full leg stump flicked away in the air for four more by John Campbell.
Is this where we say, oh, imagine if England had an experienced head stood at mid-off?
First chance since Brisbane, of course, and that didn't go too well either. Either way, Craig Brathwaite and John Campbell came out of the traps as West Indies raced along to 83 without loss, but England's main man bailed them out again.
Stokes, it's gone! Straight into the hands of Joe Root at first slip. Stokes strikes, as he so often does.
Windies looked in trouble at 127 for four when Blackwood fell, but Bonner and Holder guided them to the close. Plenty to come over the next 20 minutes or so. You're listening to Following On here on TalkSport 2. Let's head straight back to the pitch. Mark Wood speaking.
Fantastic cricketer. I think him and Bonner sort of nullified that period where we got a bit of reverse swing. If we could have gotten a couple of wickets there, I think that would have put us in control. But there's still a few runs behind, so we've got to try and capitalise in the morning and before that new ball, and then hopefully we can drive it home.
There seemed to have been a concerted effort, to me anyway, to bowl straighter lines. Was that the case, and what were you hoping to achieve?
Definitely, we tried. You know, we've looked at... Oh, the analysts has looked at stats in the West Indies and said that, you know, straighter lines are better. On a flatter pitch, especially when some maybe keep low, you've got to try and bring the stumps into play. So we tried to set straighter fields and bowl slightly straighter. But when we got the length wrong, we were punished. So it's about trying to be consistent and stick at it as much as we can.
And if we can throw our minds back towards the start of play, 268 for six, given that start of 47 for four, were you guys happy with 311, or do you think you could have gotten a bit more?
I think we should have got more. Johnny played fantastically well, but we've worked hard as a bowling group to work on our batting, and we didn't quite contribute as well as we should have. I think the West Indies probably won that session, you know, outright. They took four wickets, then they batted and we didn't get a wicket. We were a bit inconsistent with our bowling, and they, you know, got off to a flying start. So that was a poor session for us, but we came back really well in that second session. So we would have liked more runs. In the position that we were in, I think we should have maybe getting a few more, but 311, I still think, is a fairly decent total, one that we can hopefully try and defend.
And projecting towards tomorrow's day's play, day three, what's the best case scenario for you guys at lunch, perhaps?
I think, you know, we've got to try and capitalise on... I know the pitch is, you know, a bit flatter, or, you know, the reverse swing, the ball's quite soft, but we've got to keep the reverse swing in. We've got to try and get the ball moving. We've got to find ways of getting wickets on this pitch. And I think if we can get an early wicket tomorrow, I think starting against reverse swing is hard for a batsman. We saw that Bonner and Holder played really well, but if we can get that key wicket, then who knows, we might be able to get a couple more when the new ball comes and roll through them.
Thanks for your time, Mark. Go and rest up.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate.
That's Samuel Badri, part of TalkSport 2's commentary team, also working for the World TV feed. Mark Wood, as honest as ever. Gareth Batty, Matt Prior with me for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Let's start with the bowling bats because, you know, at times England with all the pressure on, all the attention on, you know who, back in England, and it seemed to make a difference, because Wokes and Overton, you know, they talk about setting the tone. Well, they set the wrong kind of tone for Joe Root today.
Yeah, when you look, the first wicket went down, 83 runs, 19 overs. It just on a pitch where we, you know, whether we're right or wrong up here, we're saying it's a new ball pitch. If you've got a new ball in your hand, it's a good time to bowl. So whether the pitch is perfect for that or not, you would suggest that the runs that were scored in that period, and it was the way the runs were scored, not just the accumulation of the 83, it was a clipped leg side, then a little bit outside the off stump. It just wasn't as precise as it could have been, a little bit sort of scattergun. If we were to look at Hawkeye and where the balls were landing, it just wasn't quite precise enough. And the unfortunate thing, it's left the door open for people to say, well, why are Broad and Anderson not there? Because we didn't quite get off to the start that we wanted.
I mean, it is a huge ask, though, isn't it, Matt? I know Chris Wokes has played a lot of Test cricket, but we've seen this before. It was Barbados when we were out there in 2019. On that occasion, it was Sam Curran who was throwing the ball and told, OK, you're going to bowl in place of Stuart Broad in this Test. It didn't go well. Happened again when the West Indies were in England a couple of years ago. Ben Stokes was a captain. It didn't go well. And it didn't go well again today. I mean, you've been there. You've been in the dressing room. It's a lot of pressure. But essentially, Chris Wokes will know today that, he just didn't perform. And nor did Craig Overton.
Yeah, well, look, I think there are a couple of things here. Firstly, it shows the class of Broad and Anderson and what they're missing. I think that could sometimes be taken for granted. On quite a few occasions, running on a docile pitch and going at two and over is actually not as easy as people, you know, seem to think. And that's what England struggled with today. But having said that, this is the exact reason why, or I believe it's the reason why, the ECB made the call, Strauss made the call, because the vulnerable players, people like Chris Wokes, who haven't had to lead the bowling lineup, haven't had to take that responsibility, have always had that crutch to fall back on if things didn't go well. They now have taken that crutch away, and the likes of Wokes and Wood and Overton now have to step up. And if they can't, they'll be moved on for someone else, because that is international cricket. That is international sports. So actually, we are finding out about these guys, and that's the purpose of leaving Broad and Anderson at home.
We found out a little bit about Jack Leach as well today. Perhaps, how did you... at one stage, it was bizarre. It was almost surreal. It was almost as though Joe Root was looking at Jack Leach, the man that's been the first cab off the rank for so long. It almost looked like he was the man that Joe Root was turning to wrest control back his way. And he was bowling inside the first, I think, 15 overs or so. I mean, that was astonishing in itself. And as Harmy said late in commentary, that was actually, in the end, the best he'd seen Leach bowl for quite some time.
Yeah, certainly the last passage of play, would it have been 8 overs, I think, he bowled on the bounce? He managed to drive the ball into the surface, bowl those nice straight lines that he's not always found it easy to get out of his action. Quite often he's channeling the ball just outside off stump and looking nice, almost like what we'd say to seamers, you know, bowing it through to the keeper. But on this surface where it's just holding a fraction, you need to bring the tram lines that we see with Hawkeye in there. He managed to drive it in. He got through his action quite nicely. In some tough periods where possibly at the other end we were leaking, he managed to just arrest us some control, which probably stopped the game getting too far away from us, which gives us an opportunity tonight to have a few conversations and to put things right. But no, I think it was a pretty nice day for Jack Leach. More importantly, when Root threw him the ball, it was kind of a vote of confidence.
It was a stop-start day, I said at the start. I mean, literally in terms of the weather, the players are on and off the field on four occasions. But it was also a bit like when your kid picks up the remote control and suddenly the TV's going along at a million miles an hour, then he presses another button, it just stops. And then it's kind of going back a bit and then it goes forward again. You know, you have periods of play where, you know, wickets fell in clumps. Start of the day, England didn't add too many to their overnight score before being bowled out. Then the West Indies came out and then just raced away, 82 without loss. I mean, they reached 100 in 25 overs. England reached 100 in 35 overs, which is, you know, in itself quite interesting. But when you factor in that it was Craig Brathwaite who is the slowest batsman in international cricket, who was racing to a runnable 50. You know, that gives you some kind of idea. And just when you're thinking, what is going on here? Four wickets fall for 47. And let's be honest, some of the cricket at times, Matt, today, it wasn't of a standard that maybe we would like to see at Test cricket. But England will take it because it got them back in the game.
Yeah, it was almost a case of which team is worse rather than which team is better. I think really the Brathwaite's strike rate, if I can say that, you know, sums up England's bowling. Here's a batsman who is, you know, his record suggests he's the slowest batsman in the world. Which tells us he waits for the very, very bad ball before he tries to do anything. And he keeps the good one out and he rotates the strike, getting singles. He went at 80 runs per 100 balls today, which shows you just how many bad balls and loose deliveries England bowled at him. And, you know, he played nicely, absolutely, but he had a lot to hit. And then you had a passage of play where the West Indies were shocking. I mean, the wickets they gave away were literally that. And you just think, what is going on? England didn't bowl any better. It was just sort of almost like the West Indies pushed the self-destruct button and thought, oh, we'll just lose four quick wickets here. And then England's kind of got back into it, bowled a bit straighter. Then they had a period where they couldn't bowl. I mean, interesting listening to Mark Wood saying their plan was to bowl straight. Well, the fields suggested that, but they didn't. I mean, how many deliveries did we see? I mean, we won't even mention the ones that have gone down the leg side, because you can almost give them that, because if they're trying to bowl straight, that's where you would tend to err and go towards the leg, and you might lose at that side, and that's why you got cover. But when you're trying to bowl at the stumps, wicket to wicket, bowling straight with a reverse swinging ball, and then you bowl fifth and sixth stump outside the off stump, which gives a batsman a free hit, because all he's got to do is get half a bat on it. You've got no fielders. You've got a first slip, you've got a gully, and you've got a backward point. There's loads of area there that you've just got to get any kind of bat on it. It's four runs. And then the bowlers are kind of like, hands on hips, oh, poor me, you know, how unlucky have I been? Well, you haven't. You're not bowled to the plan. And that's just skill. That's being able to execute your skills, which England, from a bowl, and we're just focusing on England here, have been found wanting massively, because, again, they're bowling at batsmen that average 20 and 30 in Test cricket. You know, these are not Steve Smiths and Virat Kohlis. No disrespect to the West Indian batters, but that's the reality. That's what's happening here. So, look.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is new era. We're developing this team. That's been said many times, but there is a lot to learn here.
Usually it's England playing a team on occasion when those kind of things occur. I remember we were in Sri Lanka in 2018 and you were incandescent. You know, Sri Lanka were at times in possession of a test match and they completely threw it away by very strange field placements, very strange bowling. And that again... Well, that's happened today. I mean, are you surprised? Have you? It's one thing for that kind of thing to happen against, you know, an Australia or an India, even a New Zealand. They're a good side, but
Were you a little bit surprised to see that happen today against a side like the West Indies?
Well, sadly, no. I wasn't surprised because this is where England is at right now. And I think we have to be honest about that. That's the first thing. You have to realise where you're at before you can then make a first step forward. And I think England are pretty honest. But we're in for a long journey here. There are quite a few areas that need improvement. You know, Bairstow saved the day with a fantastic 100, but the same thing happened with the batsman. We've got bowlers now that, again, haven't been able to execute skills.
If you look at the scoreboard, who are the players that have done it for England? It's Stokes with the ball and with the bat. It's Wood with the ball, and it's Bairstow with the bat. I mean, they're not new guys, are they?
That's it. And unfortunately, Wokes has gone around the park, which is what he does overseas and has done in 43 tests up till now. So I think it was one of the broadcasters on TV actually said, well, if you look at this, 4 out of the 5 bowlers are over 30 years old and have played over 20 test matches. What are we learning here? What is new? It's not like we've got a whole load of 19-year-olds running in or making, the bowlers making debuts and stuff, where you could kind of go, all right, well, we understand that because they've got to learn. Wokes has played 43 test matches. That's a lot of test cricket. And you can't wait for the conditions to be perfect and suit you for you to be able to put a performance in. You know, it's not necessarily about expecting Chris Wokes to go in and take 5 for today, but far from it. But he's got to do a job. He can't go at 5 and over. He has to be able to then go, right, it's not my day. I'm not going to be the one taking wickets today, but I can hit a length, wicket to wicket, set a straight field, and go at 2, 2.5 and over, because that's my role.
Mark Wood, when he was speaking, he said something that was exactly the same thing that Steve Harmison said, and that was, you've just got to find a way. And that essentially is it, especially when the ball for England, much like for West Indies, seems to have been... Well, it's disintegrating, essentially. And there's 10 overs to go. And, that was one of the reasons why play was, brought to a close. We lost some overs today. You know, how big of a deal is that? Because it means that West Indies, when they come out tomorrow, have got 10 overs against the old ball to get their eye in, to score some runs, and to get closer to that target. How desperate do you think Joe Root was just to get those overs done tonight so tomorrow... his bowlers could come out, new day, after having a sleep maybe, and really gone at West Indies?
It's kind of a yes and no answer, isn't it? It's you would ideally start the day with the new ball in your hand and a different skill set, and people go about their disciplines in a slightly more precise fashion. But the guys who are going to bowl with a new ball are not going to bowl in that first 40 minutes anyway. I would suggest there's a pretty good chance it'll be a captain and left arm spinner that sort of hustle through the first 30 minutes and try and nick a wicket. And I'm ashamed to say nick a wicket when our number one spin bowler could be bowling. So you're not trying to nick one, you're going to bowl and do your job. You're going to take a wicket to then make life easier for the big lads then who are taking the new ball. I think it's a bit of role clarity, it's a bit of professional pride that England possibly didn't quite have as much as we would like to see possibly today. Just have the professional pride that I'm not going to go around the park. I'm going to do the uncomfortable stuff. I'm going to do the rubbishy stuff, the dirty stuff, just to make sure that my mate at the other end, the team, is not suffering from me not having my best day. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, and one thing I'd add, we've been hard on Wokes today, and rightly so, but... you know, I've just mentioned he has played 43 test matches. He's got experience. Anyone can have a bad day. Hmm. We're not saying that. Anyone can have a bad day. So what will be interesting is how he comes back tomorrow. Because he's going to take the new ball again. And will he, overnight, have found a way, as we've spoken about, had a conversation with the coaches, the bowling coach, John Lewis. It's right, have you seen anything? What can I do overnight to recover, repair, come back, so that I can deliver what I should be delivering? Because that's, again, what the best do, and that's a learning experience. That's why he's been given this role, a leader within the group. Well, when you're the leader in the group and hasn't gone well, it's even more important how you come back the next day. So it'll be really interesting. And let's hope he does. There's no reason why he shouldn't. We know he's a fine cricketer. But it will be a big challenge for him today because he will know it. Today wasn't good enough.
Okay, let's talk about the West Indies for the last few moments, because yesterday England were 48 for 4 and West Indies today lost 45 for 4. 83 without loss to 127 for 4. But like in the first innings, you know, two batsmen came together. Bonner actually averages over 40. I think he's the only West Indian to do so. And Jason Holder, of course, when we were there, I mean, he was absolutely terrific, wasn't he? And he, you know, he does raise his game against England. He batted well. And, you know, the West Indies were actually out of this. And they, through grit and doggedness, have got themselves back into it. And actually, over the 2 days, this game has swung maybe six ways. So it does suggest that we've got a competition here at the very least.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you look at the senior players within the England batting lineup. They came in and they trusted defence and they played down the line of off stump. They lined up with the right iron off stump, left out here when it's outside the eye line, and made sure that they had a straight blade to play down the ground and were prepared to face some balls. That's exactly what Bonner has done, exactly what Holder has done. There is no magic potion that they've all of a sudden reinvented the wheel. They just went about the real good basics of batting. And it's as simple as keep your right eye on off stump, don't fall over the ball, hit gun barrel straight down the line. As soon as it's outside your eye line, leave it alone and be prepared to almost don't break before the ball or let them come to you. And England kind of all day, as to an extent the West Indies did do throughout periods, they just buckled and gave that easy knock ball or that actually breaking of the shackles, sort of, you know, longer half volley or wider ball that went for a boundary.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, Gareth and Matt will be back for day three alongside Andrew McKenna, Neil Manthorp, Jarrod Kimber, Samuel Badree, Mark Butcher and Steve Harmison here as part of TalkSport 2's live cricket coverage. If you missed any of the action today and you want to have a little listen back to some of the wickets to fall and some of the wayward bowling along the way, well, the following on daily highlight show will be released at 5 a.m. That will be available on the Following On podcast feed. So download that, subscribe, review, and then join us back here on TalkSport 2 from 1:30 on Thursday for day three of the first test match of three between the West Indies and England. Thanks for listening.
It was in the last hour, I felt, yesterday, but that was just more physical tiredness. He's got the edge. Jaden Seals has got the edge. Chris Wokes has got it. It was back of a length.
Yeah, great bit of bowling this from Seals.
So here is Overton. He's got to do the batting job first, though, and that one is tucked away to short leg and caught.
And Jaden Seals has got two wickets in the over.
Here we go then. Seals ball number four. Bairstow is opening the face, guides it past second slip, and England have 300 on the board.
You would think in the first innings, that's short and a pull shot, top edge, flying away down towards third man, and it's a super catch from Jason Holder. And England have been bowled out for 311.
Overton delivers. It's a straight drive from Brathwaite, back past the stumps. In goes Overton, that's too leg side-ish. Clipped away by Brathwaite.
Chill your beans. You're not quite Jimmy Anderson yet. You're not quite Stuart Broad.
Wokes in and he's short and wide of off stump. Brathwaite just props back onto the back foot and glides it backward a point for four. Beautifully timed. England just cannot stop the flow of runs at the moment.
He's been quite so erratic today. Leach is in again. Oh, Craig Brathwaite, what's going on? The West Indian captain has just launched him straight over long on for six. I don't think either of us can explain that. We might have to get Jarrod Kimber. Not even Jarrod's going to answer to that.
Is this where we say, oh, imagine if England had an experienced head stood at mid-off?
Yeah, just trying to bowl too many wicket-taking.
Ball's down the leg side. He's got an edge. A pull shot from Campbell. Straightforward catch to Ben Fergus.
Final ball of the 26th over from Mark Wood. It's outside of off stump. It's guided to gully and England have got a breakthrough. Brathwaite goes for 55. It's 101 for two.
Club have just announced a signing. You have...
They have.
A nice little piece of
information. Who is it? I don't know. Who is it?
Sunil Narine is going to come and play in the blast.
We've not signed Sunil Narine. Give over. Sunil Narine.
Stokes.
Edge gone. Straight into the hands of Joe Root at first slip. Stokes strikes
as he so often does. Shamar Brooks on his way for 18. West Indies suddenly 111 for 3.
Bonner pushing into the offside. They're going to try a single that isn't there. It's picked up, shied at the stumps. Umpire Brathwaite makes the signal.
And out. He's out. I beg your pardon. Oh, my goodness gracious.
They've got it wrong.
Hang on. That can't be. He's pressed the wrong button.
Works will start the new over. Takes Blackwood on the punt. No, it's looped out to Gully. Is there bat in there as well? Joel Wilson says not out. England are going to review this.
The spike as the ball passes the bat.
So Overton takes the catch. Blackwood is out for 11 from 24 balls. And it's 127 for 4.
Fine pick-up on drive, but it's a lovely clean strike from Jason Holder. He's decided that the hard work has been done.
So the West Indies trailed by 109 runs at the close of the second day of this first Test match.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.